Back here on the Mighty 697-48, and it is time for our monthly update from the Coffeyville Police Department. We have Chief Quinn Bromley and Officer Mike Burrows here with you. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, good deal. Well, it's officially summer here, and we got a lot to talk about, so let's get right into it. I know you're welcoming in a new officer to your force.
Yeah, that's correct. We just had a police officer graduate from the Law Enforcement Training Center, our police academy, and his name is Officer Jordan Lynn, and he is currently in the field training process, which lasts about 12 weeks, depending on the trainee. And we're looking for some really good stuff out of him. You can't miss him. He's big. He used to be a Pitt State football player, lineman, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a lineman, Pitt State.
So,
fantastic.
When you see him, you see him.
You'll know it's him.
Yes.
So that's good. And then I know you've got the selection process going on for a property custodian. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah. So for years, we our detectives have had to pull double duty. Be the evidence custodian, property custodians, and process crime scenes. And it's a lot of work while you're trying to investigate and interview people. And it's something that I've been trying for multiple years to get that position created for the department. And in visiting with Mr. Brubaker and him visiting with the city commission, the governing body, we have funded that position, and so we are currently going through the selection process. I believe we had over 25 applicants, and we've narrowed it down to 15. They're going through the interview process. That process has started. It's going to continue for the next 3 days and next week, correct?
Yeah, we've got 3 days of interviews set up next week. No, there's a lot of people to interview.
Is this something you're looking like inside and outside the department, or where are these applicants coming from?
All the applicants have been from the outside of the department, and we've had people travel here from a very long distance. They've flown in, as a matter of fact. But it's a very critical position within the organization. Literally, you're going to be back in the room with the evidence working. That's going to be your work environment, and then on major crime scenes, you're going to be coming out, that individual would come out and assist us with processing the crime scene. And we're looking for somebody. It's going to be really, really, really strict background investigation. So we're looking for the right person for that fit.
I can imagine so. And as we continue along, I know that you got some reminders on those UTVs. Of course, we've had lots out and about here. And just a few things for those UTV owners to know.
Yeah. So again, if you're not sure of the regulations, go on Coffeyville.com and look at the ordinance on the UTV. We ordered in some additional. We've registered over 100 plates, over 100 UTVs and ATVs. The new plates are in. There's approximately 26 UTVs that were registered in 2025 that have not renewed their 2026 registration. They cannot operate on the city streets. Just like an automobile, you got to come in and get your decal. It's $25 to get the renewal, and that way you can legally operate it on the city streets.
And so is that just like a plate, a little sticker that will go on the tag?
Yes.
Very good. So a reminder to do that. I know lots of folks taking advantage of that program, but yeah, it's hard to believe it's already been over a year for this program. So just
yeah, we've registered more UTVs and ATVs in Coffeyville than Garden City.
Wow. So that's impressive.
It is. And I didn't realize that there was such a I don't want to say a need, but
an interest.
There's a huge population of the UTVs, ATVs out there riding around. And the weather's great, other than these last couple weeks of nothing but rain.
Oh, yeah.
So when it's warm out, that's all they want to do, get out and ride around.
Yep. Yeah, and even if you just want to go run a few errands or whatever. I mean, I was on my bike yesterday, and they were just everywhere. So
yeah.
It is really great. Speaking of bikes and other two-wheel vehicles, you have some reminders here on our new trail here that we've got on what can and cannot be on that trail.
Correct. And so we are receiving a lot of complaints from the public about motorcycles, four-wheelers, and even UTVs on the walking trail, the Rails to Trail project on the west side of town. Those are not authorized to be on that. That is a walking and biking trail only. So we will respond, and if you are caught, you're going to have a visit with a police officer.
Okay, so don't do it.
Don't do it.
And then some reminders, you know, it's great having new things, but we want to make sure we take care of them. I know you had some reminders regarding the new tennis and pickleball courts.
Yeah, absolutely. The tennis courts and pickleball courts, I don't know if you've been by there, but in the evening, they are packed. And there's folks are patiently waiting their turn to get out on the pickleball court. But we have received complaints from citizens that some of the younger kids are out there on bicycles on the courts, they're on skateboards, and that is that can damage the surface. The city spent a lot of money, invested a lot in that project, and the last thing we want are the surfaces damaged. So there are rules posted before you walk in. You can't miss them. You have to read them. But basically, the only thing allowed on the pickleball courts are your shoes. So have that conversation with your children if they're going out to the park, and just remind them, keep the bicycles off the tennis and pickleball courts. Same thing with skateboards.
That's a good reminder. And pets, too, are also not supposed to be on the courts. I know. I'll just have my dog tied up where I can see him just right off the court, because you don't want to have him on there.
Right.
All right, we're speaking here with the Coffeyville Police Department here on our monthly update. And I know that I also have a few crime prevention tips as well that we always like to go over.
Okay. So the midnight shift would ask that folks be reminded to lock their vehicles. A lot of our criminals are going into dark neighborhoods and are opening up the automobiles, looking for things that they can try to grab. And we certainly don't want that. So three simple things to do. Lock your car, and we will deter that crime. Turn your porch light and back porch light on. It doesn't cost very much money to run a light. You can even purchase an LED light. So that will help a lot.
And definitely don't leave your keys in your car if you're not out there. That's an easy way for a criminal to go ahead and take your car. If you leave it unlocked, leave the keys in.
Yeah, let's face it. Criminals are lazy, and they're opportunists. And so they're going to go into neighborhoods that are dark, that are not lit, and they're going to grab door handles. In my career, I've only worked, I think, one or two burglaries of a vehicle where they actually broke the glass out. 99.9% are unlocked vehicles.
No, that is a great reminder for sure. And then I know as well, some of those hot car items, you know, it's definitely, we're getting into these temperatures where those cars can really get warm here in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, so folks, you know, it's warming up, as you just stated, and I have personally seen people in cars, small children in cars, pets in cars with the windows cracked and rolled down. That's still not good. A cracked window, a roll-down window, is not sufficient to keep that vehicle adequately cooled. On an 80-degree Fahrenheit day, a car sitting in a parking lot with no shade can exceed temperatures of 120 degrees Fahrenheit within 35 minutes. And regardless of the window is down or not, that is not good. And it's especially hard on the elderly, on small children, and animals. And they can immediately develop symptoms of heat stroke within 35 to 45 minutes. And then, sadly, fatalities occur sometime just shortly after that. So if you think you're running in and running back out, you could get distracted. Don't do that. Make sure that your children are not in the car, your pets are not in the car. Same thing with tethering your animals outside. The tethering law in Coffeyville, it's 1 hour, and a tether is some device that is attached to a fixed point to your animal and to another fixed point. And we have seen animals out, unfortunately, on a tether in the middle of the day with no shelter, no water, and it's illegal. And I know that we now have additional animal control officers that are out, and you know, they will be handling that if the complaints come in. So make sure the animals have shelter, make sure they're not on the tether for more than an hour, and make sure they have plenty of fresh water. Fresh water, yes. Not water that's been there for a week.
Finally, as we head into the 4th of July, any July 4th safety tips as we continue?
So there's several things. So people are already out. They're selling fireworks in Oklahoma. People are already out shooting fireworks. According to city ordinances, you cannot shoot fireworks until July 1st. July 1st through the 4th, 8 a.m. to midnight. So can't shoot them in the street. You know, can't throw them at cars or anything like that. Just be extremely careful, you know, with the kids out shooting. Make sure there's an adult that's keeping an eye on them. We don't want to see kids, you know, get their hand hurt or something trying to throw a firework. They're made to be lit on the ground.
And after you discharge them and you're done for the evening, clean up your debris. Don't be that guy or gal. Clean up your debris.
We see it every year. You know, most people go out and, you know, even if they shoot them in their driveway, they'll leave their debris or sweep it out to the street thinking that someone else is going to come along and clean up their mess. Clean up your mess. Sweep it up. Throw it in your dumpster.
That's a great reminder, gentlemen. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I appreciate you coming by as always, and hope you have a very good month ahead and a safe 4th of July.
Hey, thank you very much. Same to you.
All right. That is Chief Quinn Bromley, Mike Burrows here on the Mighty 690, and this is KGGF Coffeeville.